Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host for this fantastic musical extravaganza called Working Musicians. We got two of them right here. It's called the
John Schrader Band. When the band is present, but not just Sean and I today. So.
Okay, so we got Sean North and John David Schrader.
Correct.
Yes. You're funny with your middle name. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it isn't.
No, that's true.
Okay, we were talking about your CD, Daylight Crashing.
Right.
Interesting, because it opens up with this orchestral thing, and I'm going, wait a second, what's going on here? Yeah. And then like a minute into it, it just rockets into some very hard rock.
Yeah, it's funny, because for a long time, before my mom passed away, she used to kid me, and she would say things like, you know, why don't you write happier songs? And, you know, people, most writers I know don't really write from happy places. I guess that's just the way a lot of it is done, at least for myself personally. So I used to get that all the time when people were like, oh, you know, thinking John is morose or what have you. So what I wanted to do on this CD was kind of fake everybody out. So it starts out with that really somber orchestral piece and builds, and then bam, it hits you with the horns and all that kind of stuff.
I will tell you, that is the most vitriolic album I've ever heard.
It's funny, because when you reviewed it, I told people, and everybody read the review, said, man, he really nailed it. He really nailed it, because, yeah, there's a lot of anger on that record. A lot of it.
I liked it because it was aggressive anger. You weren't beating around the bush.
No, yeah, there's no...
You
dropping F-bombs and... Yeah. But I never do anything gratuitously. I know there's a lot of bands and stuff out there that'll, you know, drop bombs in a song just, I think, to do it. When I was writing it, it just came out. And that's, you know, just the way it was.
Yeah, and it's actually interesting, because one of the songs which you're not going to do tonight was actually about your mom passing.
Yeah, right. And the piano piece, yeah, 77.
Yes. To any people who own music stores out there, we need our free piano back so John can play. Anyway, John, I'm going to remove myself.
Okay.
The next 20 minutes is yours. Sell it, bro.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to repeat this one song here, Dangling. I'm not going to make excuses, I just didn't bring enough songs. This is off the brand new CD, Daylight Crashing.
Green.
is Dangling. This is also off the new CD. This is called Better Than Me. One. This is Spent, also off the brand new CD. This is about basically had enough, tired of it. That's where this song came from. Thank you. na 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 na. That's bad. Woo. Okay. This last song, Inside Out. It's one of the angry ones that Roger was talking about. This is actually on the last CD. This is not brand new by any stretch.
This must be what it's like to play in Metallica.
A little bit. Throw the feel off just a little bit. Yeah. But so that's some of the anger from the last record. Mm. Not the brand new one. But again, you can please come check our stuff out. You can go to myspace.com/John Schrader Band. And the new CD is called Daylight Crashing. We're also on Reverb Nation. We're on Facebook. Feel free to look us up and add us. We don't say no to anybody. So drop us a line. We always write back.
Clubs you play at on a regular basis?
We're all over the place, actually. I've been everywhere. I mean, from Boston to New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island. We took about a few months off last winter. We took off up until about maybe end of January.
So where are you playing now?
Right now we are July 23rd. We're in Kingston, where we are, a place called Skytop. We're actually down in Massapequa, a place called Woody's, Massapequa Park, and that's...
I know. My cousins grew up there.
There you go.
Right next to Jones Beach.
Right, exactly, yes. Right. So there you go. So Massapequa Park, Woody's on August 6th. I believe it's a Friday night. So come on out, and the three of us will be there. It'll be a big sound and a lot of fun.
How do you draw people to a club in Massapequa? How are you going to do that?
We actually, you know, we've been very, very lucky. The vast majority of the clubs, because we have a tendency to play bigger places that have kind of a built-in crowd. We've done the Bitter End and Kenny's Castaways and all that kind of stuff. Every now and then you'll get a club that'll ask for a draw, and I'm not one of the bands who are going to lie. I'm not going to say we'll bring 50 people in. I guarantee you three, me and the other two guys in the band. We've been very lucky. All the clubs are very cool. We've got a girl who's doing our southern booking. She's out on Long Island. She's doing Long Island in New York City. So she also brings the draw with her, which is nice. So, and I've had a lot of radio play on Long Island. In fact, the very first DJ Dominique used to be on, I think it was LIR. She was the very first DJ ever to play any of my music. And she's going to come out that night. I'm looking forward to that because I've actually never met her, but we've talked quite a bit. So that'll be kind of fun.
It's funny. It's a different world. I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and especially in the 60s, DJs actually ran their own shop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, there's a programmed computer with four songs on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, to do a classic rock station, you need Pink Floyd's greatest hits, Aerosmith's greatest hits, Rolling Stone. You need like seven greatest hits CDs.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah, we've been very, very lucky. We've had a bunch of like radio stations that have had us on and been very supportive. Like WDST in Woodstock, B94 up by us, LIR down here. Just recently, there's another, Dominique just played, she's on another radio station, I forgot the name of it, FME or something.
FMU?
Nope, I can't remember what it is now, please forgive me, but they just spun some of my stuff.
What's that? I could hear European airplay too.
Yeah, I go over in Europe and...
I could hear you on The Peak.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hear you on The Peak. I'd like to hear you on PDF.
PDH?
PDH,
yes. We've been, they've approached us to come on. We haven't nailed it down just yet, but, you know, we're supposed to go on their morning show as well. So everybody's been, you know, knock on wood, everybody's been really supportive. I hate to use the word fans because it makes me sound like bombastic, but the people come out to hear us have been very, very cool. Club owners have been very, very cool to us, except for that one place in Connecticut who still hasn't paid us. You know who you are. But other than that, the new CD is really going well. It's got a lot of great reviews, and you know, people are really digging it, which is cool.
Better Than Me, classic power ballad.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear it done up 80s style.
Well, it's on the new CD.
Oh,
with electric and everything.
Yeah, it's full on the new CD, full. So you got it. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I recognized it.
Yeah, you probably.
I did recognize
uh-huh.
it, and I.
That came out of a bitter breakup. I don't write stories. I just everything I write comes from my life. So, and I think that's, like I said, the three of us growing up together, me putting out my stories. I think it connects with people, which is really cool.
Let me get to the canned questions.
You go first.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the questions people want to know your influences. So we ask which three CDs would you take to a desert island? You want to go first, Sean?
Yeah, probably Kiss Alive, Beatles White Album, and any Pink Floyd.
Kiss Alive 1 or 2?
Kiss Alive 1.
Do you watch the metal show?
Yes, I do.
So they had the big throwdown on that, which was better.
They did. Actually, I was really young when Alive first came out, but it was the first, my introduction to Kiss. I broke into my brother's bedroom and took out his records, and it's a toss-up for me, but I would take Alive, the first one. It's a little more raw, you know.
30 seconds, what are your three?
Jeez, my big influence, I would take Hendrix, Are You Experienced? I'd take Stevie Ray, Texas Flood, and Beatles' Greatest Hits. Kind of run the gamut there.
Right, but it's not, I hear a lot of Who in you.
Yeah, it's funny, everybody hears so many different things, which I think is cool, because I've been influenced by a lot of different artists.
Well, it was great seeing you again,
and I want you
back next time with your third member.
Absolutely.
And we'll get a little taste of the live,
of the
different live
show. Sure, the three-part harmonies, absolutely. But thank you so much for having us down.
Thank you for coming.
No problem.
And hope you make it home in just two and a half hours.
No traffic,
we'll be good.
Yeah. All right, we're out.
All right.